Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime. So today we thought we would talk about a subject that I would say is a delicate subject, and it has to do with what do you do when someone tarnishes your reputation, and specifically if they tarnish it online, on a blog, on some kind of, with a tweet, with some kind of a review, or some kind of harsh words.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cowardly, isn't it?
That's part of the problem, isn't
right.
it?
Right, but we have this opportunity to review everybody now online.
We do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have it on Amazon.
We do.
And if you're a restaurant or a retail store, you have it on Yahoo.
Yep.
So everybody's kind of subjected to this now.
It's part of... Actually, we experienced it when we were on a certain comedy show.
Ugh. Oh my God!
Don't remind
me. No, but I'm just saying that
it's true. That was part of the experience, was to see tweets or see comments that were very unflattering.
you should explain that.
So we were on a show with two male comedians who are, I would say, their listenership is a very hardy group, mostly of men, mostly sports fans, and we were talking psychology. We were nice coaches for them, and some of the guys actually really liked us. They liked what we did with them, but some of them were clearly not nice, right? I mean, that's the only term I can think, or we could say misogynist. Who knows? And so they made comments about our appearance. They made comments about the quality of our interaction. And they made some rather crude remarks as well.
Yeah, I mean, they really, really went after us the way we looked, and which was interesting because then when we were basically replaced with these two girls that were twins in their early 20s, they got worse comments in a way because, you know, they were all sexual comments. I'd actually prefer to have, you know, what we got than what they got. But
that was a good exercise in detaching, right? I mean, really, there wasn't anything to do in terms of fighting back.
Well, I wasn't concerned about it because I didn't feel that anyone of class, our typical person we know or we work with, would ever listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty low. Anyway, they're off the air now. It was a radio show. So
justice was served.
I guess it was.
So what do you do if you're in a work situation and someone somehow tarnishes your reputation, says something negative about you, critical about you, even personally attacks you online?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they say if you're like a journalist and you write an article and you get negative comments, that to never comment back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I think if you are a small business like a restaurant, I think you have to stack the deck. I think you've got to get people to write good reviews so that they counteract the handful of negative. Because I think on online reviews, you get extremes.
Yes.
You get you're fabulous and you get you should go out of business.
Right.
Like, they're always extremes. It's rarely do people give mediocre or in the medium, you know, reviews. It's extreme. So, and I find that true with our Amazon reviews also. They either love it or hate it.
Yes.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to stack the deck if you are.
I think what you're saying actually is that if you discover that you've gotten a negative review or a negative blog post or a negative anything, that you then wage, in a sense, a PR campaign on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
You get your loyal followers and the people who really appreciate your work to speak up.
Right, to get some good reviews so that in balance, it's not really that hurtful.
I like that, Kathy.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing you can do. Now, we sort of did it with Amazon. We did get our friends to give us some reviews, but now we're up to 70 on Working With You Is Killing Me and up to 60 on Mean Girls at Work. And so, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say.
Yes.
And there's really no way to respond, and they don't give their name. It's A and B, you know, something like that. You don't know who they are. And actually, what
we can't track them down.
What I do sometimes is I look at their other Amazon reviews.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'll see that, well, they don't give anyone a good review.
Right.
Or, you know, the last thing they reviewed was a carrot peeler. It's kind of interesting to look at who gives bad reviews, like what motivates people to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know.
That's part of it, too. I also think there's a whole thing you have to do personally. I mean, we've been around for a while, and so we've got pretty thick skin at this point, we hope. So we should.
Yeah.
But if you're new to the game, new to mm-hmm. your business, new to your career, new to a certain professional
position.
But even though
we've been around, we really don't get attacked that much. I mean, we have lot of good press mm-hmm. and a lot of good reviews, pretty much. So that when a rotten egg gets in there, it's not that noticeable.
Right.
But I think if you are new and you're first starting out and you start with that, that's not good.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what do you do for yourself, too, right? I mean, because there could be the fear that whatever the person is saying has elements of truth to it.
Yeah, you're going to have to find ways for other people to counterattack it and give you some positive
mm-hmm.
reviews somewhere.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. I mean, once it's there.
So mm-hmm. there's a rebuilding that happens.
Are you talking about personally?
No, yeah. I'm saying internally, I think there's something you have to do, and externally, there's something you have to do because it hurts. And at least I'll just say my experience. I remember, so when I was overseas and I did the Peace Corps years and years and years and years ago, I remember that there were two kids who decided to spread a really mean rumor about me. I think I've mentioned this before, where they said I was a slut. And on a small island, that's not a good rumor to start spreading around. And so that was devastating to me. You know, I mean, it really crushed me, and it made it very hard for me to continue doing my work as a volunteer because I'd pass men on a truck and they mm-hmm. would gesture in such a way as to say,
yeah,
come on over. So I had to keep telling myself, okay, this is what's happening here. And I drew on friends, I drew on support with the Peace Corps. How do you handle these kinds of reputation issues? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And interesting, Kathy, ultimately it was exactly as you say, where I had to get individuals come to my defense, mm-hmm. not me, but others mm-hmm. within the community who could say this is absolutely not true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And who ultimately forced those two kids to fess up and say they'd created the whole thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. boy. But but that's the point, is that it does have to come from others, not from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's really not much you can do except get others to get out there and speak for you.
Right.
That's really the best you can do.
Right. And would you say that having your reputation challenged is part of professional life?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we all have to develop a thick skin because you're not going to please everybody. And the bigger you are, you know, our books are really out there on a national, international level. The more people that can, you know, that know about you, the more judgment you're going to get.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just look at people who are in entertainment. They really have to put up with a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to your point, I think they respond very little to most comments.
Right. Yeah. Because they know who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure what they do is they hire some PR person to make sure that there's a balance, that there's enough positive out there so that it belittles. And, you know, I mean, most people are intelligent and they can kind of tell when something's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of bad information.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking of all the magazines that run, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you hear them in an interview and they set the record straight, you think, wow, that was really twisted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
mm-hmm.
was done to them. So, mm-hmm. And what can they do? I mean, the people that are important to them know the truth.
Yeah.
And the rest will one day know the truth or not. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a challenge, mm-hmm. really. It's mm-hmm. a personal and a professional challenge, that the likelihood is if you work long enough, if you're successful enough,
you're going to be attacked.
Right. And if you're visible enough, you'll mm-hmm. be attacked more, we're
right.
almost
I
saying.
Think that's true. The bigger you get, the more you're open for attack.
Yeah. So developing some version, and we keep saying thick skin, but some resilience around that, mm-hmm. that in some ways, and I remember actually one time people congratulating us when we got a critical, someone would criticize us because like, in some ways you've made it if yeah. someone takes the time to criticize your work, you know. So in some ways you could say to yourself, okay, I've reached a certain level in my career. And then on the other hand, to be prepared for it as something that you will have to combat through the positive influence and critiques of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to get some positive critiques and accolades throughout yeah. their career. Otherwise, it's very difficult to believe in yourself and
right.
have self-confidence. And that's probably important to make sure that that happens early on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always. And then when, you know, I always read our reviews and I think this person never read the book because what they're saying doesn't even make sense. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't fake read it. They didn't come up with that from reading it. They just didn't read it.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think you have to just put it in perspective that one person is not going to destroy your career.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever had your reputation challenged, Logan?
No, luckily not. So far, so good. I'm sure it'll happen at some point.
Good. Right. Well, and that will be part of the task. I was actually just thinking the micro version of this, Kathy, is if you have a saboteur, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what they're doing is they're eroding your reputation behind your back
right.
with your business relationships.
But I was, you know, in preparation for thinking about this, anyone that has tried to hurt us.
Yeah.
Has, if you go back a couple years later, they're nowhere.
As we have Googled and proven to ourselves.
Like, we've just moved.
It's true.
We just was like, ooh, that hurt. Moved on, forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then where are they? So why do people attack? You have to just tell yourself because they're bored or they have nothing or they're jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or they think there's something there they want and they're going to get. It's not based in a sustainable
right.
Place mm-hmm. where they're going to do better than you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's such a great point. It's very hard to know in the moment to
right.
trust that and believe it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the moment, it feels devastating and unfair and maybe like betrayal as well. But I think you're absolutely right. If you look at the longer run.
Yeah. What I say to myself sometimes is, you know, nothing good will come to you from attacking me.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's panned out to be true.
Yeah.
So don't attack me.
Kathy's looking straight at me right now.
She is.
I'm rubber.
I'm
you're
looking
glue.
At the
whatever
listeners.
You say bounces off of me.
But it does hurt. It does hurt when it happens. I remember the first review of Mean Girls at Work.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember who reviewed it. One of the industry papers. And we had done very well with our other books in reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the San Francisco airport, and you hadn't arrived yet. We were flying home from a gig.
Uh-huh.
And I just lost it. I was so upset that we got this bad review.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then eventually, you know, we got a lot of good reviews on top of it. It sort of balances out.
Yeah.
But that was really painful. I mean, you work a year on something.
Right.
You work really hard on it, and you're really trying to help people. And
right.
then to have somebody attack it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's true. And then sometimes those things that get bad reviews have great sales. So.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think eventually people start to question reviews also.
Yes.
As where is the person coming from? What was that motivation about? And what we've learned with Mean Girls at Work is that, you know, there's a lot of women out there that don't want women being attacked, which is not what we were doing, but
right.
the title sounds that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they made this assumption.
Right.
And even this reviewer, I don't think, read the book and just attack the concept.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just have to be prepared. If you're going to do something that could be controversial.
Yes.
Mm. You should be prepared for that.
Well, if you're going to pave a path of any
right.
kind, right, if you want to be groundbreaking,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to get plenty of criticism.
That's right. 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 If you want to hit people's hot buttons, be prepared.
I think we've done that quite a bit.
Yeah, we've done that.
I was thinking, actually, another author who I'm fond of, who I haven't seen much of his work recently, but John Gray, who did the Mars and Venus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
He received incredible attacks.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, now it's a little quiet on the front, but when he would go on TV, women did not like his message.
Mm.
And because I think they felt, and I would say that was their interpretation. I didn't really share that interpretation, but they felt that he was trying to let men off the hook.
You know who else? And she's a radio, Laura something, Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She has a huge listenership. She promoted Mean Girls at Work. But she also, women hate her message because that's what they feel. She's, you know, saying you've got to look good for your man.
Yeah.
You have to give him what he wants. Women hate that message. And I don't particularly like it either. But if you listen to her, if you really listen to everything she's saying, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
It's an old message. You may not agree with it.
Right.
But it works for some people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she gets a lot of attack and totally ignores it.
There you go.
Because there I think because she has so much support also. So,
right.
But I think what she knows, she's hitting a nerve. And then that people want to hear it. They want to, they want to get angry. They want to say that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know what you're doing here if you're entering that. But I think we're talking also just about the general, a person who does not feel they're doing anything controversial. And then they still get
attacked. Or
it's
their reputation
fun.
Is soiled. Yeah. All right. So what we're saying is this is part of your professional development.
Yeah.
It's part of life. There's a twofold thing. You have to manage your own internal reactions, and you also have to wage a positive campaign for yourself to address the criticism or address the statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. I think that's it for My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.